In focus today, Iran's role in the Middle East. Iran's nuclear ambitions continue to provoke widespread concern, particularly here in the United States. Meanwhile, Tehran has agreed to meet with U.S. representatives to discuss the situation in Iraq. VOA's Slata Tahok looks at how the two issues may be related.
International experts say that Iran is perhaps 6 to 9 months away from mastering the centrifuge process of uranium enrichment, a key step in a 5 to 10 year process of building a nuclear bomb. So why hasn't the world made a more timely effort to stop the program? Political analyst Thomas Barnett, author of the book Blueprint for Action, A Future Worth Creating, in which he offers his vision for the U.S. military strategy, says that for many years, Iraq helped divert international attention from Iran's nuclear program.
Saddam was the big counterbalance to Iran for the last 25 years, and he had a significant force, and as long as Saddam was around, not only was he a potential counterbalance to Iran's ambitions in the region, but he also attracted the vast majority of outside interest because of his actions. So what we basically did was we got rid of Saddam and we got rid of the Taliban, the two entities that were easily Iran's worst enemies in the region.
Thomas Barnett says that by removing Iran's adversaries, the United States helped Iran become the biggest military power in the region after Israel. However, he adds, Iran's fear of an attack from Israel or an invasion from the West has also increased. This has made Tehran determined to become a nuclear power. But Thomas Barnett says Tehran is more interested in creating a strong deterrent than in producing nuclear weapons.
I think what they want to achieve, first and most obviously, is some sort of guarantee, however achieved, whether it's through negotiations over an entire array of possible security regimes connected to the weapons themselves or their facilities themselves, or whether it's just connected and forces some sense of alliance between Iran and enough countries to include possibly the United States itself. They want some assurance that we're not going to invade them.
Some analysts agree. Many also say that despite President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's inflammatory rhetoric against Israel, Iran has no plans to attack its nemesis. Trita Parsi, a Middle East specialist at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, says that during the Cold War, Iran and Israel actually cooperated on many security issues. With the threat from the Soviet Union gone, the Iran-Israel relationship changed.
Suddenly, Iran and Israel, after the Cold War, found themselves being the two most powerful states in the region. And rather than potential security partners, they started to view each other as rivals. In late 1992, prior to Iran's sponsorship of anti-Israeli terror, Israeli made a sudden U-turn and started to depict Iran as a global and existential threat.
Trita Parsi notes that at the same time, the United States rebuffed Iran's attempt to come out of its isolation and play a bigger role in regional security. So he says that Iran began to see the Middle East peace process as a threat to its influence in the region and began to support Palestinian radicals and terrorist groups such as Hamas. It also began forming alliances with its oil-rich neighbors along the Caspian Sea, as well as with Russia and China, to counterbalance U.S. power in the region. Many analysts also say bombing Iran would not eliminate its nuclear program because most of the facilities are deep underground and scattered around the country, and they warned that a U.S. attack could produce some unwanted results. Again, Thomas Barnett.
It won't have much effect other than it'll make us feel good. It'll knock their program back a bit. They can always jack it up at that point. It'll unite the Iranian people against us, which will be a shame because this is a population that actually likes us. It's the government that we have problems with, but the population overwhelmingly likes America and really wants to engage the outside world.
Political analyst and author Thomas Barnett says instead of trying to isolate Iran, the United States should tap into the desire of young Iranians to be connected with the rest of the world. He says, for example, the United States might accommodate Iran on its nuclear ambitions if Tehran recognized Israel's right to exist and renounced its support of terrorist groups. But many analysts say Iran would see such an offer as a sign of weakness on the part of the United States. Middle East analyst Ilan Berman, vice president for policy at the American Foreign Policy Council, says this is how Tehran perceives Washington's offer to discuss stability in Iraq with Iranian delegates.
I think this sets a very dangerous precedent because, as seen from Tehran, this isn't likely to be seen as a goodwill gesture. Rather, it's likely to be seen as a manifestation of American weakness, that the U.S. is very stretched in Iraq, the U.S. requires Iranian assistance, and the U.S. no longer can handle the situation without appealing to Tehran for help.
Ilan Berman says Iran's nuclear program under its current anti-Israeli and anti-Western regime is dangerous to the whole world and must not be allowed to continue. Bombing might be an emergency solution, he says, but Middle East security will improve only when Iran's leadership wants to live in peace with its neighbors and the rest of the world. For Focus, I'm Zlatica Hoke.